Storms, heat waves, extreme rainfall and drought, along with more coastal erosion and risk of wildfires. The first National Climate Change Risk Assessment out today paints a grim picture of the long list of risks New Zealand faces as a result of climate change. It's the first time all the risks have been in one place and shows how communities, ecosystems and businesses will be affected. Minister for Climate Change James Shaw says the report provides a very specific snapshot, which in some ways, he says, is a comfort.
We have known for many years that New Zealand faces increasing risks from things like floods and fires and droughts and storms due to climate change, but we've never had any specificity around that. So in some ways, I actually feel a sense of relief when I look through this report, because forewarned is forearmed, and because this does have a lot of scientific rigour to it, and it does kind of paint the whole picture, it does mean that we're actually able to respond in a way that we haven't been able to before, because previously we've really just been responding to the symptoms, if you like, and now we can actually take a much more systemic approach.
It does make for some pretty grim reading in parts, though. What do we do now that we have this information?
Well, what's already happening is that the government is developing a national adaptation and response. That's a legal requirement under the Zero Carbon Act. So the idea is that the Climate Change Commission will update this risk assessment every 6 years, and the government is legally required to respond with an updated adaptation plan. And as that plan develops, what it means is that Treasury, for example, will be able to start factoring in the costs of adaptation into its long-term fiscal forecasts. Different government agencies that have got, you know, greater levels of responsibility for certain elements of this, such as, say, Department of Internal Affairs, which looks after local government, will be able to start factoring in how we respond to these risks in terms of their plans and their own budget bids in the future and so on. So it is going to stimulate a response right across government, and I think that is the good news. It feels like we've been playing whack-a-mole up until this point, and now we can actually approach it with some a kind of comprehensive view.
10 of these risks require urgent attention. How does that wait for 2 years? What are we doing now about that?
Well, I mean, the good news is that we have actually already started work on at least some of these things, and it does mean that the next government, obviously of which we hope to be a part, kind of has its marching orders in terms of saying, look, you've got to get to work on things like coastal ecosystems, indigenous ecosystems, social cohesion, you know, those kinds of things. And we do have some work that various bits of government have already been working on that we can build on. So we certainly won't be waiting until the publication of that first adaptation plan. But when that adaptation plan does come out, I think you'll see yet another step change in the government response at that point.
The report talks about preparation for high-end scenarios, kind of worst-case scenarios. Is that how we're tracking at the moment? Should we be bracing for the worst possible scenarios in New Zealand?
Yeah, so the whole idea behind this is that you do kind of need to plan for the worst when it comes to the effects of climate change, because if you don't, then you leave yourself exposed to greater levels of risk. And of course, if you look around the world at the moment, given the current level of international action to reducing emissions, the high-end scenarios actually have a pretty good chance of turning out, which is not good news. And so therefore, you know, the least regrets approach is to plan for the worst. Of course, because these plans get updated every 6 years, by the time we get to the next one, things may well have changed, and then we could lower the risk profile.
Is that true of New Zealand, though? Are you expecting it would go lower, or looking at the situation we face here now, would you expect that to be on track?
I certainly think, based on what we currently know, that it is entirely prudent and sensible for us to plan for the worst outcome.
The importance of Tauranga Māori is highlighted quite a few times throughout this report. When that plan comes back in a couple of years, do you expect that to factor in quite a bit?
Yes, I do. And the job that government has got is to make sure that we really actively engage with iwi and Māori organisations right up and down the country to make absolutely sure that, A, they're as fully informed and have access to all the right information, and that they're in a position to be able to make choices and decisions about their own future and have the resources to be able to do so.
Will you be climate change minister to see those plans and adaptations through?
Well, I hope so.